Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. There has been positive reaction to the government's commitment to reform Oranga Tamariki in light of a Ministerial Advisory Committee report finding the Child Protection Agency was unfit for purpose. Assistant Māori Children's Commissioner Glenis Philip Barbara says Oranga Tamariki must be transformed to be mokopuna and whānau-centred and to collaborate with Māori and communities. The Commission reviewed the agency's uplift of Pepe Māori and confirmed a Waitangi Tribunal finding that removal of children from their wider whānau and whakapapa can cause devastating and lifelong harm. The Public Service Association Runanga convener for Oranga Tamariki, Bronnie Pegler, says the Kahu Aroha report not only captures the voices and struggles of kaimahi in the sector, but also restores the dawning light of Pu'ao Te Atatū, the 30-year-old report that recommended the then Department of Social Welfare stop lifting up and locking up Tamariki Māori. A Māori GP and health researcher says low Māori vaccination rates means it's dangerous to give up on the COVID elimination strategy. National Today released a plan to shift from elimination suppression, including opening the border to fully vaccinated travellers once vaccination rates here reach 85%. Matire Harwood from Māori Pandemic Response Group Te Ropu Whakakaupapa Uruta says elimination doesn't mean there is no COVID in the community, but levels are so low the disease doesn't spread. She says vaccination rates for Māori are still under 60%, with daily numbers dropping back after peaking last week at around 10,000 a day.
We can't take our foot off the pedal. We can't take our eye off the ultimate goal, which is to keep our community safe, keep our hospitals working. It's a good time for us to actually sit down again and look at, okay, what do we need to do to achieve 90% vaccine?
Dr. Harwood says because health authorities did not allow Māori to contribute to the design of the vaccination system, it's not working for Māori, and they are now scrambling to get Māori providers to fill in the gaps without giving them access to the data within the health system needed to do the job more quickly. There were 45 community cases of COVID-19 in Auckland today, the majority of whom were family contacts of existing cases and had been isolating. The co-president of the Māori Law Society, Te Hunga Roa Māori o Aotearoa, says three new Māori Land Court judges have already made valuable contributions to the profession and to their communities. Auckland lawyer Te Kani Williams and Waikato-based Aidan Warren and Rachel Mullins were yesterday appointed to the bench, effective from tomorrow. Jamie Lee Tuta says they'll do a great job.
They are all people who have served communities. They are all people who have been tūkana, tuatina in our hunga, and have helped many of our young lawyers through over the years. And they just have a huge depth of knowledge in their work. So seeing three more elevate to the bench with the set of skills that they hold is a really great time.
Jamie Lee Tuta. And that is your Wātea News.